By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله الحمد لله عز وجل. As usual, we shall be beginning by listening to the glorious Quran. But my dear viewers, now remember, whilst the Quran is being recited, that we should give our full attention to the recitation of the glorious Quran. Whatever else it is you may be doing, please pause for a minute. And if you're the one in the channel, let's listen to the glorious Quran. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim.
Main Allah ta'ala ki panah mein aata hoon, shaytan-e-mardood se.
Bismillahir rahmanir rahim.
اللہ کے نام سے شروع جو نہایت مہربان رحم والا.
كتب عليكم اذا حضر احدكم الموت ان ترك خيرا الوصيه للوالدين والاقربين بالمعروف حقا على المتقين.
تم پر فرض ہوا کہ جب تم میں سے کسی کو موت آئے اگر کچھ مال چھوڑے تو وصیت کر جائے اپنے ماں باپ اور قریب کے رشتہ داروں کے لیے موافق دستور. یہ واجب ہے پرہیزگاروں پر.
فمن بدله بعد ما سمعه فإنما اسمه على الذين يبدلونه إن الله سميع عليم. فَمَنْ خَافَ مِنْ مُوْسٍ جَنَفًا أَوْ إِثْمًا فَأَصْلَحَ بَيْنَهُمْ فَلَا إِثْمَ عَلَيْهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ.
تو جو وصیت کو سن سنا کر بدل دے اس کا گناہ انہی بدلنے والوں پر ہے بے شک اللہ سنتا جانتا ہے. پھر جسے اندیشہ ہوا کہ وصیت کرنے والے نے کچھ بے انصافی یا گناہ کیا تو اس نے ان میں صلح کرا دی اس پر کچھ گناہ نہیں بے شک اللہ بخشنے والا مہربان ہے.
یا ایہا الذین آمنوا کتب علیکم الصیام کما کتب علی الذین من قبلکم لعلکم تتقون أياما معدودات فمن كان منكم مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر وعلى الذين يطيقونه فدية طعام مسكين.
أي إيمان والو تم پر روزے فرض کیے گئے جیسے اگلوں پر فرض ہوئے تھے کہ کہیں تمہیں پرہیزگاری ملے. گنتی کے دن ہیں تو تم میں جو کوئی بیمار یا سفر میں ہو تو اتنے روزے اور دنوں میں اور جنہیں اس کی طاقت نہ ہو وہ بدلہ دیں ایک مسکین کا کھانا.
فَمَن تَطَوَّعَ خَيْرًا فَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَّهُ وَأَن تَصُومُوا خَيْرٌ لَّكُمْ إِن كُنتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ.
پھر جو اپنی طرف سے نیکی زیادہ کرے تو وہ اس کے لیے بہتر ہے اور روزہ رکھنا تمہارے لیے زیادہ بھلا ہے اگر تم جانو.
شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم ومن كان مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر ولتكملوا العدة ولتكبروا الله على ما هداكم ولتكبروا الله على ما هداكم ولعلكم تشكرون.
رمضان کا مہینہ جس پہ قرآن اترا لوگوں کے لیے ہدایت اور رہنمائی اور فیصلہ کی روشن باتیں، تو تم میں جو کوئی یہ مہینہ پائے ضرور اس کے روزے رکھے، اور جو بیمار یا سفر میں ہو تو اتنے روزے اور دنوں میں. اللہ تم پر آسانی چاہتا ہے اور تم پر دشواری نہیں چاہتا، اور اس لیے کہ تم گنتی پوری کرو اور اللہ کی بڑائی بولو اس پر کہ اس نے تمہیں ہدایت کی اور کہیں تم حق گزار ہو.
وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ.
اور اے محبوب، جب تم سے میرے بندے مجھے پوچھے تو میں نزدیک ہوں، دعا قبول کرتا ہوں پکارنے والے کی جب مجھے پکارے، تو انہیں چاہیے میرا حکم مانیں اور مجھ پر ایمان لائیں کہ کہیں راہ پائیں.
صدق اللہ العظیم.
صلو علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وعلی آلہ وسلم. الحمدللہ عز وجل، we have listened to the glorious Quran. Really is beautiful, the remembrance of the, even if you did not understand close to anything, my dear viewers, you would have picked up on some words, for example, Shahri Ramadan, the month of Ramadan, and it just makes you think of the blessed month of Ramadan al-Mubarak. And, you know, the Quran, the recitation was stating about fasting during this blessed month of Ramadan, my dear viewers, and it was that month in which the Quran was revealed. The month of Ramadan, blessed month of Ramadan, my dear viewers, is beautiful, really. We all understand, we all know that when is Ramadan, we know is Ramadan. But any other month, we're not sure what month it is. We don't know what time of year it is, we're lost. But for the month of Ramadan, we all know is Ramadan. You know, when somebody is doing something wrong, you say, no, it's Ramadan. It's Ramadan, and it is beautiful, isn't it? The blessed month of Ramadan. May Allah Ta'ala allow us to see many Ramadans in the future, inshallah, and also to be able to keep our fast. And another very, very important message is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hears our du'as. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that accepts our du'as. Really, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala himself tells us within the glorious Quran that you do du'a, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts our prayers. Dear viewers, we should regularly pray. We should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all he has. And we have this weapon, don't we? Yes, dua is a weapon. A dua, salah al-mu'min. The dua is the weapon of a believer. We have this weapon, we have this unique, this blessing, that whatever we ask of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts it. And my dear viewers, fasting is not only for the month of Ramadan. Sometimes if you were to say to somebody that, you know, I'm fasting, it's not the month of Ramadan, let's just say you're fasting today. It's not the month of Ramadan. And if somebody was to hear that you're fasting, they'd be, you know, they would be amazed. You're fasting, why are you fasting today? Did you miss a fast during Ramadan? People know that you have to make them up. But if you would know, you should also fast on other days. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would try to fast on Mondays and Thursdays. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would try to fast on Mondays and Thursdays. Fast at least 3 times a month, if possible, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. Now, Alhamdulillah Azzalal, we have listened to the glorious Quran, and subsequent to the Quran al-Kareem, after having listened to the Quran, we then listen to a kalam, a naat, the praise of the greatest of mankind, the peace of our hearts and minds, the most generous and kind Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam, that individual upon whom this Quran was revealed. Yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had chosen Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. And this is what Mustafa means, the chosen one. So who is the chosen one, the greatest of mankind? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam. He was the chosen one. He was given the best of all books. The best of all books given to the best of people, my dear viewers. No doubt this person who is the best of people, who is the greatest of all mankind, no doubt he's deserving of praise. And without doubt, we can praise Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam as much as we wish. We can never truly grant him justice in words, my dear viewers. He is above our praises, alhamdulillah. You know, this is how great he is. But alhamdulillah, just us praising him, it is a blessing for us. It is a means of thawab, a means of reward for us, a means of the elevation of our ranks by praising this individual. So let's listen to the Naat Sharif, and if we can, let's also join in and praise Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. And today we have a special topic. I don't think I've mentioned as to another reason why this day is so special. I thought I'll leave it a few moments. Let's go to the Naat Sharif, and then inshallah we shall hear what is, many things are special about today. But something out of the ordinary, something we don't get, you know, every so often, my dear viewers. What this is, you'll have to wait again. Let's move to the Naat Sharif. Sallu alal Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
Baqi khufatan mujhe roz pe jaane na diya.
قسمت مجھے دنیا کے غموں نے روکا آہ قسمت مجھے دنیا کے غموں نے روکا ہائے تقدیر کے تیبا مجھے جانے نہ دیا ہائے تقدیر کے تیبا مجھے جانے نہ دیا پکڑے ہوئے لے جاتے جو تیبہ مجھ کو ہاتھ پکڑے ہوئے لے جاتے جو تیبہ مجھ کو ساتھ اتنا بھی تو میرے رفقا نے نہ دیا ساتھ اتنا بھی تو میرے رفقا نے نہ دیا اور آگ لگا دی دل میں شربت دید نے اور آگ لگا دی دل میں دل کو بڑھایا اے بجھانے نہ دیا تپش دل کو بڑھایا ہے بجھانے نہ دیا نقشہ تیرا میرے دل سے اب کہاں جائے گا نقشہ تیرا میرے دل سے تہ میں رکھا ہے اسے دل نے گمانے نہ دیا تہ میں رکھا ہے اسے دل نے گمانے بدکار نے دل پر یہ قیامت توڑی نفس بدکار نے دل پر یہ قیامت توڑی عمل نے کیا بھی تو چھپانے نہ دیا عمل نے چھپانے نہ دیا
مجھے روزے پہ جانے نہ دیا
چشم دل سینے کلیجے سے لگانے نہ دیا
مجھے روزے پہ جانے نہ دیا
اعمال کا بدلہ تو جہنم ہی تھا میرے اعمال کا بدلہ تو جہنم ہی تھا میں تو جاتا مجھے سرکار نے جانے نہ دیا میں تو جاتا مجھے سرکار نے جانے نہ دیا چمکتی سی غزل کوئی پڑھو اے نوری اور چمکتی سی غزل کوئی پڑھو اے نوری رنگ اپنا ابھی جم نے شعرا نے نہ دیا رنگ اپنا ابھی جم نے شعرا نے نہ دیا
بچانے مجھے روزے پہ جانے نہ دیا
چشم دل سینے کلیجے سے لگانے نہ دیا
بچانے مجھے روزے پہ جانے نہ دیا
صلوا على الحبيب.
صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. My dear viewers, for some when they were young, you know, depending on what your age may be, many of us would have heard a term. Sometimes we would have heard our parents saying, we wish to give some money for Gyarmi Sharif. Or I went to a Gyarmi Sharif mehfil. You know, in them days, I think the only mehfils we used to hear of would be a mehfil which would be once a month, and they would say, oh, Gyarmi, the Gyarmi mehfil that they went to. And sometimes they would give money for Gyarmi Sharif, sometimes there would be langar, as you would call it, meaning food for Gyarmi Sharif. And people would, with excitement, really with excitement, they would go to such gatherings. And they would request du'as at such gatherings. And even they would enjoy the food, although it may be simple food. It may be simple food, but they would be excited to be eating. Because they consider this food to be blessed food. They consider these gatherings to be blessed gatherings. And undoubtedly they are. What is Gyarmi? Well, what is the word Gyarmi? It seems quite strange. Gyarmi just means 11, or the 11th. Gyara means 11 in the Urdu language, you can say. So Gyarmi means the 11th. But what is so special about this number 11? It is the day of the Urs, it is the Urs date of a person who is very, very special. So this individual who is known as Ghaus-e-Pak, Ghaus means a helper, this great saint. His Urs, the day of his commemoration, his Urs day, the day he left this world for the eternal abode, was on the 11th of Rabi'u al-Thani, or the 11th of Rabi'u al-Akhir. And this was Hazrat Ghaus-e-Pak, Hazrat Abdul Qadir Jilani, radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Let's come to our topic, my dear viewers. Who was Ghaus-e-Pak? Who was Ghaus-e-Azam? Spoke about Gyarmi Sharif, about these blessed gatherings we have. And people have these gatherings, or they hold them on every month. Whenever the 11th of the Islamic month comes, we hold a gathering generally. This is Gyarmi Sharif. And undoubtedly it is blessed. And many people have gone to such gatherings. They have prayers, they have made prayers, you know, supplicated in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And these have been accepted very, very quickly. And they have seen transformations in their own life. They have seen changes in their own life, undoubtedly through the blessings of such an individual. This person is great in many ways. Who was he? I don't think you could say simply as to who he was. Or in fact, if you are to give a quick answer, you could possibly say that he was the Imam al-Awliya. If you were to be asked who was Ghaus-e-Pak, and if you were to give an answer in a simple sentence, I think a beautiful answer would be, no doubt about it, that he was Imam al-Awliya. We have the prophets, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, who are the greatest of all people, and the prophets and the messengers, and subsequent to the prophets and messengers, the greatest is Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the greatest of all men. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, or the greatest of all man, the genus man, men and women. After the prophets, the greatest of all humankind is Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, with no exceptions, with no exceptions. Whatever an exception you may think in your mind, no, there is no exception. Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And then after Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, then we have the great Hazrat Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Then we have the great Hazrat Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And then we have the great Hazrat Ali al-Murtada karam Allahu wajhahu kareem, the great companion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he who married Hazrat Fatima al-Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha. So first is Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, then Hazrat Umar, then Hazrat Uthman, then Hazrat Ali al-Murtada karam Allahu wajhahu kareem. And you know, we have the Ashra Mubashra, we have the Shuhada, etc. We have the companions overall, you can say. But after the great generations, the companions, the Tabi'un, Taba Tabi'een, the Prophet ﷺ has said that these are the best of generations. But then from amongst the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have an individual known as, who's famously known as Ghawse Pak. Ghawse Azam, he's known as Pirani Pir, the Pir of Peers, the Sheikh of Sheikhs, Hazrat Abdul Qadir Jilani. Now, in whoever the Pir is, my dear viewers of Madrid Channel, you will find that this Sheikh, that his lineage, I'm talking about in the Qadiriyya Silsila, for those that may have never have heard of Qadiriyya before, where does that come from? You know, you've heard so many names that this person is Qadiri. What does this mean? It means that his spiritual lineage of his Sheikh or his Sheikhs, that their lineage goes back to Sayyidi Ghawse Pak Hazrat Abdul Qadir Jilani. This is who Abdul Qadir Jilani radhiyallahu anhu was. He's also known as Sultanul Awliya, that from amongst all the awliya Allah, he was the sultan, he was like the king of the awliya Allah. And it said, you know, we ask, who was this person? It said that Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam came to the dream of his father, into the dream of his father. And Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam tells his father in his dream that you shall be granted a son. And it's said that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says about this son, that this son of yours, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and in fact it's mentioned that and other blessed anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam also gave this glad tiding, that all of the awliya of Allah Azza wa Jal will be obedient to his son, and his son's blessed foot will be on their necks, which shows basically his rank above the rest of the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the Rasulullah and the rest of the prophets giving these glad tidings, giving this good news to his father. This is who he was. And in fact, it's also mentioned in another place that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, just as Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, that just as I, meaning the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is the Imam of all of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, Hazrat Ghawse Pak, Hazrat Ghawse Azam rahmatullahi alayhi, is the Imam of the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was a person, really, he wasn't any ordinary person, because he's not just somebody who you would just consider as a peer, no. In fact, let's speak a little about his knowledge. What knowledge did he possess? It's mentioned that this person, himself a scholar, he approaches Alama Ibn Jawzi, rahmatullahi alayhi. Now, Ibn Jawzi is a person who's written many books. He's a person of knowledge. He's a person of knowledge, Ibn Jawzi is. And once they went to the lecture, you can say, of Ghawse Pak Hazrat Abdul Qadir Jilani, radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu, they went to his lecture, and the Quran was recited, and then Ghawse Pak radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he himself mentioned the Quran as well as the commentary of the glorious Quran. And Ibn Jawzi was no ordinary individual. Ibn Jawzi was a person who was aware of the books. He was aware of many books. He had read many books. And he, you know, these people, they were so brilliant that sometimes they could read a book and they would know it by heart. They would never need to look at that book again. Really. And we've seen from the history, we have seen that there have been some scholars who they've written a book, and if something happened to that book, they were able to write the entire book again word for word. This was the brilliant minds they had. And Ibn Jawzi was amongst these people who was very, very, very extremely intelligent. So he came to the gathering of Ghawse Pak. And this person who came along with him, he says to him, that Ghawse Pak, he mentions a commentary of the verse of the Quran. So he turns to Ibn Jawzi, he says, were you aware of that commentary? Ibn Jawzi says, yes, yes, I am aware of this commentary. And then Ghawse Pak, rahmatullahi alayhi, mentions another meaning of the glorious Quran. From the exegesis, the commentary of the glorious Quran, it says that this also has this meaning according to such and such person. So this person, again, he is turning to Ibn Jawzi, have you heard of this one? He says, yes, I've heard of this one. Qasipa gives a third. Have you heard? Yes, I've heard. A fourth, a fifth. He gives 11 commentaries, 11 meanings, you can say, of the verses. One verse we're talking about so far, one verse of the glorious Quran. This was Ghosipak's knowledge. But every single time this person turned and he says to Ibn Jawzi, rahimahullah, have you heard of that commentary too? He says, yes, I've heard of this commentary too. But then Ghosipak, Ghosipak, rahimahullah ta'ala, he continues. He goes, gives a 12th, a 13th. Now he asks this person, have you heard of this? He says, no. Have you heard of this? No. 14th, 15th, and he continues all the way up until he has given 30 or 40 explanations, commentaries of this same one verse. Allahu Akbar. And every single time the person is turning and he asks, is this great Shaykh Ibn Jawzi rahimahullah ta'ala, he says that, have you heard of this? He says, no. Have you heard of this commentary? No. He continues, he has reached 30, he reaches 40 commentaries. For every single one, have you heard of this? He says, no. Ibn Jawzi rahimahullah ta'ala, we're not trying to diminish his brilliance, no, my dear viewers. He was a great scholar, no doubt about it. But to teach you the importance or the magnitude, really, of the knowledge which Ghosipak Hazrat Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala, what he possessed. And this is a brilliant lesson, one very, very important lesson. It's very, very important that for a person to be a sheikh, for a person to be a peer, he also needs to be a scholar. This is very, very important, my dear viewers. For a person to be a peer, he needs to be a scholar. Some people think that this person, and we have this concept of Sufism. You know, these people are Sufis. There's no such thing as, well, we need to understand that Sufism is not separate from the Quran and the Sharia. Some people make a distinction, they distinguish the two. They say that, you know, Sufism separate, the Quran and the Sunnah separate. That you can either follow the Quran and the Sunnah, or you follow this Sufi path. And this, in fact, is a lie. This is a lie. But the greatest of Sufis were such people, Hazrat Abdul Qadir Jilani, rahimahullah ta'ala. These are examples of the epitome of Sufism. Really, he's amongst the greatest of Sufis, my dear viewers. Hazrat Abdul Qadir Jilani, rahimahullah ta'ala. But never, ever, ever, and I could say this with certainty, you can take a look at authentic books about him, about his life. Never will you come across anything about him which is contrary to the Quran and the Sharia. Very, very important. Never will you come across anything from his life. Anything, whatever he may have done throughout his life. There is so much about him, and this is the brilliance, you know, this is what's so brilliant about this individual, that his miracles or his things about him have been recorded, they've been documented, similar to that of, you know, the Ahadith Sharif, where there's a chain of narration for the Ahadith Sharif. Similarly, there's a chain of narration for the actions which he had performed and the things which he had said. Yes, this is how great this individual was, subhanAllah, alhamdulillah. So you can take a look about this individual, about Hazrat Ghosipak, and I can promise you, you will never find anything which is contrary to the Quran and the Sharia. So nobody can ever think that, yes, no, don't worry, this is Sufism. What do you know about Sufism? This is, you know, I'm a Sufi. I don't, you know, you don't need to go by the Quran or Sunnah. MazAllah, this is wrong. Anybody says this, you know, astaghfirullah, they need to be very, very careful. Because such words are very, very dangerous, and they can take a person outside of the fold of Islam. If a person considers himself to be an exception from the Quran and the Sunnah, then he could have left the folds of Islam. A person should repent from such, from seeing, and especially if he believes this is a problem at viewers. So we must understand, Ghawsi Pak Hazrat Abdul Qadir Jilani rahimahullah ta'ala, he was a great saint. He was a great saint, no doubt about it. But this individual, every action of his was in accordance to the Quran and the Sunnah. Subhanallah, stick with it. There's so much more to be heard about this great individual. But first, each and every single day, we have a daily reminder. Let's see which reminder we have for today. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم.
By the grace of Allah.
The biggest cancer in our society is backbiting. It is so destructive that not only does it destroy communities, but it tears down nations. The one who backbites against a Muslim has committed a far worse a sin than fornication. Backbiting can cause a faithless end. It brings torment in the grave. Backbiting destroys one's good deeds quicker than fire burns wood. My dear Islamic brothers, on the day of judgment, we will have to account for all the words that we have uttered. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has stated that on the day of judgment, a person will have his book of deeds brought to him. He will utter, "I did such and such good deeds. What has happened to them?" He will be told that these deeds were wiped away due to backbiting that you had committed. Most mistakes are made by the slip of the tongue. With the tongue, one risks his hereafter by swearing, lying, backbiting, and tale-telling. Either speak good or remain silent. My dear Islamic brothers, your Dawat Islami is here to enable you to rectify yourself and to overcome the disease of backbiting. It is a humble request that you attach yourself to the environment of Dawat Islami and safeguard your hereafter.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. MashaAllah, a beautiful reminder there, my dear viewers of Mother Day Channel. We are speaking about who is Ghawsi Pak. Who is this person we've heard so much, Ghawsi Azam Hazrat Abdul Qadir Jilani? And Allahu Akbar, what can we say? There's so much about him. Really, there's so much about him. But one important thing is he was a scholar. He was a scholar. This is very, very important for us to understand. As I've already mentioned, I don't wish to expand on that even more in my debut. But firstly, he was a scholar. He was no ordinary scholar. He was a brilliant scholar. He was a brilliant scholar. He was a person who was granted knowledge. SubhanAllah, he was inspired. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had blessed him so much with so much knowledge. That Ghawsi Pak rahimahullahu ta'ala, he was a scholar. He was a great scholar. This is something which a lot of people don't think about when they think of Ghawsi Azam rahimahullahu ta'ala. We don't think much of him being a scholar. But he was a scholar, and in fact, there's a famous story of when he went out in search for knowledge. I'm just thinking if I should mention that right now. Let's move to our daily hadith sharif, and then inshallah azzawajal, I will mention this story. And this is quite a famous story. It's a story for children. For those who have not told their children the story, then they should teach their children this story. So very, very important story. My dear viewers, first let's move to our daily hadith sharif. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Dear viewers of Rise and Shine, inshallah, in today's daily hadith, we will hear of a few beautiful traits that we also implement in our daily lives, inshallah ta'ala. Sayyidina Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, اتَّقِ اللَّهِ حَيْسُمَا كُنْتَ وَأَتْبِئِ السَّيِّئَةِ الْحَسَنَةَ تَحْمُهَا, that have taqwa, fear Allah azza wa jal wherever you may be, and follow up a bad deed with a good deed which will wipe out the former bad deed. وَخَالِكِ النَّاسَ بِخُلُقٍ حَسَنٍ, and behave well towards the people. So in this hadith, three things have been mentioned. Firstly, taqwa. Taqwa, which means to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to protect oneself from the severe punishment of Allah ta'ala. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala, and who also defines taqwa as fearing Allah, adhering to His commandments, being content with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed one with, and getting ready for the day of judgment. So taqwa is one of the most comprehensive aspects of Islam, one could say. The second piece of advice given by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is to follow up a bad deed with a good deed. Yani if one unfortunately ends up committing a sin, then he should immediately perform tawbah, he should repent and then revert to good deeds. And then subhanAllah, the third piece of advice from the most well-natured individual ever, none other than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is to behave well towards the people by coming across to them with a good code of conduct and not harming them in any way. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to ponder over this beautiful hadith and implement it in our lives so that we too can attain the blessings of both worlds. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. MashaAllah, today we also have, you know, our day's extra special with a special guest. And this is, mashallah, our respected Rizwan Bhai. I was just going to say our respected Rizwan Bhai from Friday. Our respected Rizwan Bhai from London, my dear viewers. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless them. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Shabazz Bhai, how are you doing?
Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. How are you, Rizwan Bhai? You okay?
I'm good, alhamdulillah.
Rizwan Bhai, a little personal question. Inshallah, before we do move to our topic, that to you, maybe even before you came into Dawat Islam, I'm not sure how long ago this was, but what was your concept of Ghaus-e-Pak? What did you know about Ghaus-e-Pak?
Ji, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, our family, our parents and our elder brother on all, Alhamdulillah, we had this love for Awliya Kiram, we had this love for Ghaus-e-Pak, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. So initially, when we were being raised up in our family, so we had this concept of doing Gyarvi Sharif and Awliya Kiram, but definitely we were not aware of much about the personality of Ghaus-e-Azam, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. What a great status he possessed. We knew his name, we knew every month the Fatiha was recited and the Khatam was recited and we would remember him.
You personally, did you know the concept of Wali and Ji?
Not really, not really. When we came to the Mahal of Dawat Islami, then we learned more about Ghaus-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. We read about him, and through this baraka and blessings of this beautiful atmosphere, definitely we came to know more about this Zat of Ghaus-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala.
But before that, you did obviously hear about Ghaus-e-Pak, Hazrat Abdul Qadir Jilani rahimahullahu ta'ala. And what is it that would link you to him in any way? What is it you would hear about him, or when would you hear about him?
As I told you that there was a practice of Gyarvi Sharif at our home.
In your own home, mashallah, subhanallah. So this, you've always had this.
I come from a family where alhamdulillah we had the love for awliya kiram and especially Ghaus-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alay, and but definitely, as I said, this was what we got from our family, but we knew more about him when we came to the Madani atmosphere of Dawat Islami. We learned more about him. And this is what today I would like to talk about. Alhamdulillah, we claim to be the lovers of Ghaus-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala. We claim that we love Awliya Kiram But we really know very little about these personalities. This is something very important that we should increase our knowledge. As you were earlier talking about the true Sufism, as you were earlier talking about the scholarly brilliance and status of Ghausi Azam Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, this is what is very important, that we should know the seerah of these pious predecessors, these awliya ikram, and this is one of the main reasons to commemorate urs of these great personalities, so we can talk about them, so we can talk about their seerah, so we can talk about their brilliance, character, so we can learn some madani pearls from their seerah and we can adopt within our own personality and we can follow footsteps of these great pious predecessors. Beautiful topic, mashallah, the title which says, who is Ghausi Azam? So if you ask me, who is Ghausi Azam Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh?
I think they just changed the title to suit yourself, Hussein bhai. It says, who was Ghausi Azam, mashallah, even better, yes. Sorry.
Alayhi is Najib al-Tarafain. Ghausi Azam Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi is Sultan al-Awliya. Ghausi Azam Rahmatullahi is a personality who is Sayyid from maternal and paternal side. Hassani and Husaini Sayyid. He is king of Awliya. He is king of friends of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Who is Ghausi Azam? Ghausi Azam Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi is that personality who fasted as soon as he was born. Who is Ghausi Azam Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi? He was steadfast upon fara'id and wajibat. Who is Ghausi Azam Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi? That when the ceremony of Bismillah took place, when he was just 4 or 5 years of age, he recited from ta'awuz and tasmiyah till 18 para by heart, and he said, my mother also remembered up to here, so I remember up to here. Allahu Akbar. A personality who memorized Holy Quran in the womb of the mother, 18 paras. Allahu Akbar.
Allah.
And subhanallah, this is the personality of Ghausi Azam Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh. Who is Ghausi Azam? For 40 years, he Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh offered Fajr Salah with the hudu of Isha Salah. It is very easy to say. It is very easy to say or talk about or say in a sentence, in a phrase, but really it's something amazing to know that a person who recites Isha Salah, Fajr Salah with wudu of Isha for 40 years, whenever he would...
40 years. Allah.
40 years. And Allahu Akbar, whenever he would be without wudu, he would immediately perform wudu and offer 2 rakat nafil salah. He Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi would offer 1,000 nawafil daily. Shabazz bhai, this would be something amazing for the viewers of Madani channel. And we were talking about true Sufism, we were talking about taqwa, we were talking about piety. So this is a piety, this is something doing the ibadah, this is something worshipping Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala in a true sense. This is the Zaat of Ghausi Azam. That's the reason today, after hundreds of years, we are sitting here talking about this personality. Why? Because he remembered Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, and Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala has made his zikr alive. More than 500 non-Muslims accepted Islam upon the blessed hand of Ghausi Azam Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh. And more than 100,000 thieves, robbers, transgressors, mischievous and grave sinners repented by the virtue of Ghausi Azam Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh. And initially you said, who is Ghausi Azam? Who mentions one ayah's tafsir, 40 tafasir he mentioned, an Imam Ibn al-Jawzi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, after 11 tafasir said, I'm not aware of these tafasir. This is the scholarly brilliance, and we also heard about the taqwa and piety. These are the two main attributes a personality should possess within his personality if he wants to attain marifa of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, recognition of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. First is the ilm. Second is taqwa, knowledge and piety. Both beautifully present to utmost peak in the personality of Ghausi Azam Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh. So this is something I wanted to mention in some few highlights, the personality of Shaykh Sheikh, Grand Sheikh Ghasi Azam Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani Alayhi Rahma. But here, there are some Madani pearls to be learned, Shabazz Bhai, and I would also like, when I complete, so you can also shed some light upon it. Alhamdulillah, we heard that Ghasi Azam Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi had memorized 18 paras in the womb of his mother. Allahu Akbar. So this also tells why, because she used to recite that Quran. And what happens nowadays, astaghfirullah, we want that our children to be pious, we want our children to be naik and parihizgar and pious and obedient. But you know what's happening, okay? What is the time when nowadays, in this day and age, when women, they are pregnant, what they are watching, films and dramas, they're sinning. So what kind of music could come upon the child in the womb? And we hear that, subhanAllah, Ghasi Azam Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi's mother, she was pious. She would recite Quran at that time. He would hear that Quran and he had memorized. This was no doubt a saintly miracle, but it also tells if parents, they are pious, Alhamdulillah, in most cases, the awlad, the generation, upcoming, forthcoming generations, they also turn to be pious. This is what we need to learn. And we also learn from the seerah of Ghasi Azam that how much she was steadfast on fara'id and wajibat, even on nawafil, subhanAllah. This is something we need to learn. And the love with Quran he had, the knowledge, the love with knowledge he had, this is something we are missing. We claim to be the devotees of Ghasi Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, but we need to learn more about Ghasi Azam, about his love with Quran, with knowledge, with ilm, with taqwa, with piety, with parhezgari, and some Madani pearls we can take from the zat of Ghasi Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. I think this is the message I would like to give across.
MashaAllah, a beautiful message, a comprehensive message. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you so much, Rizwan Bhai. Honestly, so many beautiful points there, so many things you have shared with us. Rizwan Bhai, Jazakallahu khairah, Barakallah for joining us. I'm just thinking of all the words I can say. Thank you, Rizwan Bhai, mashallah. Inshallah, we do hope to hear again from you very soon. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My reviewers of Madani, inshallah, was mashallah, our respected Rizwan Bhai. We will quickly move to a kalam, inshallah, and then we'll continue from there. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
Nazre karam khudara,
ae meere
Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. I did say I would like to share with you a story, you know, a story for children, a brilliant story for children. I said that once Hazrat Abdul Qadir Jilani rahimahullah ta'ala, I'll try to mention it a little quick inshallah. I remember he was born in Jilan. Jilan is in modern day Iran, my dear viewers. So he
approaches his mother and he says to his mother that I wish to go to Baghdad in search for knowledge. The center at that time, remember he was born in the year 470 AH, so around about that time the center for Islamic knowledge, or knowledge even on a world scale, on an international scale, was Baghdad. The biggest of scholars, doctors, chemists, whatever it may have been, the biggest of scientists, they were in Baghdad. It was a center for knowledge. So he expresses this to his mother. He says, I wish to go. And his mother asks, what is the reason you are going? No, it's important. What is the reason you are embarking on such a journey? You need to have good intentions. You can't be having misconceptions. No, sometimes we think, yes, I'm going to change the world. How are you going to change the world? Now people think, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. Sometimes, do you really understand this claim you're making? Mother says, what is the reason? And he says, because I experienced such and such thing. So his father had passed away. And she brings whatever inheritance that was left, that whatever his father had left. And he said that it was 80 dinars. He also had a brother, so 40 was left for him and 40 for his brother. She gave him this 40, and he said, some say it was stitched in the inside of his clothes, it was placed on the inside of his garment. And she says, my son, promise me something. Promise me, make me a promise that you will never tell a lie. She says, I will never see you now up until the day of judgment. I've left you in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this face I shall never see again until the day of judgment, because she herself was elderly, she was very old. So she knew she was going to pass away. Just the journey itself would take a month or so. Or possibly months, in fact. Allahu alam, to be honest, I do not know, the actual journey or how long this journey would take. But it would take some time. It's one country to another country. So she knew she was not to see her son again. They go out in search of knowledge and people spend years there. But she says to her son, just promise never to tell a lie. Hazrat Abdul Qadir Jilani, rahimahullah ta'ala, he promises never to lie. They're traveling along with the caravan, meaning a group of people. People generally, they would have nowadays they have a highway, people travel together. So when such a caravan would go, people would go with trade to trade or whatever it may have been, he would go along with them. So he too went to Baghdad. Now on the journey, it said that they were robbed. They were robbers, 60 or so robbers, they were robbed, they were looted. And one person asks him, he looks like a poor person, he doesn't really have much good clothes or anything. And they think, how much money do you have with you? And he says, I have 40 dinars. 40 dinars was a huge amount. It's like saying, I got £1 million in my pocket. Who's going to believe you got £1 million? They're like, this guy is probably just trying to, like you would say, take the mick. This is what we say, meaning he's joking, he's not telling the truth. It's possibly, there's something wrong with him, they must be thinking. But then another person comes and says, do you have any money? He says, I've got 40 dinars. I'm thinking, you got 40 dinars? And then later, they make sure, does he have any money? And they discover that he does have 40 dinars. And now the chief of them, he's asking, he says, why did you tell me? We didn't even believe you when he said it. Why would you tell me? Why would you tell us that you've got 40 dinars? It's a lot of money. And you know we're robbing people. He says, because I made a promise to my mother that I will never lie. He says, I made this promise to my mother that I will never lie. I can never lie. They say, this is a promise you made to your mother. Allahu Akbar. Our Lord, our Creator has prohibited us. We've made a promise too. You've remained steadfast on yours. How can we not remain steadfast on ours? And it said that they all repented, that they all repented on the hands of Ghawsi Pak Hazrat Abdul Qadir Jilani. This is the strength, the power of truth, my dear viewers. And subhanAllah, we have another call, mashallah, from a respected individual. Let's listen to this call. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
The fazan and the barakah of Hazur Ghawsi Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu is felt all over the world, and till now people are benefiting from his ruhaniyah and his barakat and his teachings. Hazur Ghausi Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu was a great muballigh of Islam. He was promoter and defender of Islamic values and the Shariat of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was a great revolutionary that he brought a revolution in the Muslim world, that the masajid got filled up with namazis and people started following the sunnah of beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he challenged every evil at every level. Wow. And with his ruhaniyat and knowledge and help that was on his side from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and from beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he made islah of people, their a'mal, their aqaid. And even till today, if you read his books, his lectures, you will feel the karamat as if Hazur Ghausi Azam radiallahu ta'ala anhu is addressing you and he's talking to you. We are very fortunate that we are attached to this great personality. He is our great grand murshid. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send billions of blessings upon his grave, and may his fazan and barakah continue till the day of Qiyamah. Ameen.
SubhanAllah, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, mashallah, that was our respected Mufti Abdul Nabi Hamidi Sahib from Johannesburg, Johannesburg, South Africa. This is mashallah. We've had them quite a few times on our show too, and we hope to have them in the future. May Allah Ta'ala bless them for joining us today. But continue to watch Madani Channel and continue to send salawat upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.